College is hard. Let's talk about it. We laugh, we share, and we're telling you all about our college experiences and tips to improve yours. Quadcast presents Quad Talk 101.
Hey guys, Sherry here. Welcome to Quad Talk 101. I'm here with hosts
Sean Wattman
and
Allie Robinson.
And I'm Sherry Kavumbi. And I'm very excited for this episode today. And Allie actually, well, Sean too, they both have really incredible topics for the day. And I know spring break is right around the corner. I'm very, very excited. And you were telling me you had a topic kind of about that.
Yeah, I was thinking we could talk about how we sort of stay motivated going into spring break, or if it's even possible to stay motivated a week before spring break.
Oh gosh, yes. It is very hard for me to be motivated because one, I forgot we had a spring break, and then I found out and I was like, oh, it's this week. And everyone's like, no, it's next week.
Yeah, it definitely feels like it should be this week. I feel like all of my friends back home are like on spring break right now. So I'm like, why am I still in class?
Right. Because I know we have ours. I don't know if it's technically later, but I know we have it later in March, which I'm like, oh, that's weird. I mean, technically, I guess it is spring, March 20th, but still, I want it now.
Yeah, I'm wholly ready for spring break.
Now, do you guys have any exciting plans for spring break?
Not at all.
What about you, Sean?
Yeah, honestly, I have no idea.
No, I feel the same way, which is pretty nice, because I know a lot of people have been telling me, like, they're going to Paris, and they're going to Ireland, and I'm like, what the heck?
How do you make these plans?
I want an invite.
I'm like, I want an invite to that. And, you know, the one girl, Laura, was just like, oh, it's a mommy-daughter date. And I was like, that's pretty nice. That's really nice. So good for them. But, yeah, you were saying something about being motivated during spring break, before spring break.
Yeah, I think the week leading up to breaks is always just the worst part of the semester because you're just so close to break, but you're not quite there. So it's really hard to sort of stay on top of your work. And I just was wondering if you guys had any tips on how to deal with that or if you guys find yourself struggling with that as well.
Oof, yes. I do struggle with that because sometimes I'll see the assignments and I don't know, my brain's like, hey, spring break is coming up and I don't realize what dates are due for certain things, or some professors are like, we're going to have things due during spring break. Mm-hmm. Thankfully, that has not happened to me this year, but it has happened to me before. I guess for me, planning. If you could just like plan and schedule like when homeworks are due or when stuff is done or when your teachers are like, okay, if you have some teachers that are gracious and they're like, we're not going to give you any homework during spring break, just log all of that down so that way you can stay on top of it. Because I know for me, if I don't write it down, I'll be like, I'll just forget it.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, ah, wait, was this thing due? Ah, well, spring break's coming, so whatever, you know, I'll be all jumbled.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Sean?
I set up like a time, like when I have homework, like for example, I do like this assignment for like an hour, then the next assignment. So this way I don't have to like overthink anything. I kind of just do everything planned out.
Oh, nice. So you also plan it, but you plan it by like increments of like hours as opposed to just like writing it on a calendar.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, that's nice. What about you, Allie?
I find myself every single break, I'm like, I'm going to do all of my work right at the beginning of break so that I can relax for the rest of the break. And then it is the last day of break. And I'm like, I haven't done anything. And now I just have to do everything. So I'm trying not to do that anymore. But it's a hard habit to break.
Oh, for sure. I know for me, like with homework, which I'm trying to get out of this habit, I'll just like spend all day Saturday cramming all of the week's homework in like a day.
Yeah.
And, like, that's not always sustainable because sometimes you get more homework assignments than the previous week.
Yeah.
What about, question, what about people that, maybe students that have assignments during spring break? How do you cope with that?
I feel like the biggest thing with that is just remembering that you actually have stuff to do. Because when you're not in classes for a week, you don't really think about school.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So just like having a little reminder for yourself. I know I love to use reminders on my phone because I am very forgetful. And I like, even for the quad, like to come record here, I'll set like a 12:30 reminder to be like, smart. Quad meeting at 1 o'clock. So reminders are very helpful.
That's very smart. I love that. What about you, Sean? Say if you had like assignments during spring break, how do you plan for that?
I try to get everything done as soon as possible, honestly.
No, that's smart because then you could just like, you know, get it out of the way, so to speak.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. I love those like ideas, guys. I bet so many people could take so much from that. And I know Sean said he had a hot take of a topic, and now I want to hear it again.
So I wanted to talk about how I feel like people are just kind of like really competitive and I kind of just want to have more fun. You know, like people kind of just talk about everything that they're doing and I just, you know, I just want to have like more fun, be silly, you know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Now, can you expand on that maybe a little bit? Is it like in terms of schoolwork or achievements or, you know, student life? What do you think?
I think it's everything a little bit.
Right.
You know, everyone kind of just talks about like what they're doing, which is like fine. Obviously, everyone should, you know,
yeah,
share what they're doing. But I just think that at a certain point, it just gets, you know, a little too much. But
oh, for sure. Yeah. No, I know for myself at community college, like I was in everything. I was involved in every club. Yeah. And I was like, oh, I do this, that. And I'm like, wow, I'm so overwhelmed. I haven't even taken time for myself to just have fun, be silly, explore, yeah, venture out and see what new things I possibly like, because I'm so used to like doing all these clubs and things, or just, you know, yeah, that type of thing. That's cool. So now, do you have any suggestions for people to like kind of like, you know, not take themselves so serious, have fun in their college adventure?
Yeah, I mean, go out to town, go out to like eat, you know, go shopping, have some fun. I mean, there's some parties that you can go to, like just, you know, relax a little bit, you know, don't, you know, so.
Okay, yeah. So you're just kind of saying like, go out, have fun, you know, you don't have to be so tied to like maybe homework or maybe doing all these, I mean, obviously do your homework,
yeah,
but you know what I mean? Like, not like, okay, I go to school, I exist, I do homework and I cycle out, because that's going to make your college experience so long.
Yeah.
And I have met people that, you know, kind of do that routine, nothing wrong with that, but then they're just like, wow, I hate it here, I can't wait to get out. And I'm like, oh, well, you have a couple of years, so there you go.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, those topics were great, guys. I don't know if I have a topic for this week. So I know this is a little bit of a hot take. I know. So I know in Westchester County, as far as I know, the mask mandate isn't required anymore, right?
Nope.
Yes. Yes, as in it's not required. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I was like, those were two different answers. And I know, you know, for the students at Westchester, they're not like required to wear a mask. So I'm not going to take it in a controversial direction. But what I will say is this. Have you ever gone into your classroom and you're like, that is not what I thought the bottom of that person's face looked like?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I feel like it should not be as difficult as it is to picture people. But seeing people without their masks, I'm like, who are you? You are not the person I imagined you were. And it's like, it's weirding me out because I have, you like, you just grow used to seeing,
right,
people with their
just
masks.
Their eyes. And, yeah,
and then
whatever.
When you don't, you're like, who is this person? This is not who you were in my head.
What is the craziest reveal that you feel like you've seen thus far?
I don't know. I think it's the most jarring with professors.
Yeah.
Just because like, they're the person you're watching the most in class.
Right.
So that when they change their entire appearance by taking off your mask, you're like, oh, that's what they look like.
I know. I think for me, the biggest one that I saw is there was a guy in my Spanish class, and he, you know, he always had his like mask or whatever, obviously, and he looked like a baby. I was like, oh, this guy's got such a baby face. Huge beard under there.
I was
huge.
The opposite. I have seen people who I thought, like, everyone just has a baby face when they take off their mask. I'm like, oh my God, their face is so round. It's so cute.
Right.
Everyone looks so young.
Oh, for sure. What about you, Sean?
Yeah, I had this intro to psych teacher in high school. Her on the mask, I kind of had a feeling what she looked like, but when she took it off, I was like, I don't know who you are. I was like, I've never met you in my life.
I don't know
who
this is.
Yeah.
Who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, your brain's just like trying to catch up, because I'm like, no, you would have this jawline and these teeth.
Yeah.
I think that one was a big one for me. And another one where I worked at a grocery store, like the guy had a really cool gap tooth thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that is not what I was expecting. Or, you know, a friend of mine had like she had a really big chin, like a Jay Leno chin. Mm-hmm. And I love every ounce of it. I'm like, I love your chin. She's like, don't look at it. I'm like, no, it's amazing. I wasn't picturing that underneath. Now, I guess for the both of you, I wasn't picturing like you under the mask. Like, I was just like, oh, what? I wasn't like, this isn't the same person. It's like this is not what I was expecting. Sean, I don't know. I feel like I was expecting it, but I think I cheated because I've seen like pictures of you. So I'm just like, okay, I already know what this kid looks like. So yeah. What about me, guys? Were you just kind of like, this is kind
of
like
different with the mask on?
I look different.
Yeah. Well, I had seen you. I think I had seen you on Zoom before I ever saw you in person. So I already knew what you looked like without the mask. So it wasn't.
So you're just like, all right, that's cheating. Yeah. I already knew. And you were just kind of like.
Yeah, I was like, you look completely different.
Do I look younger or older?
Both.
What? What? What, Sean? What?
A little bit of both.
That doesn't make sense. No, I get from most people, it's like, you look really young,
mm-hmm,
or Yeah, it's a lot of you look really young, or they knew that I was going to look like that, which is very interesting. So I'm like, oh, okay. I guess that's a compliment. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
Oh, man. Do you guys have anything else to add?
Just that I am surprised by my brain's inability to build faces.
I might be face blind because, like, usually for me, I'm very good at picturing people's faces, not under a mask, but just in general. Even if you age like 10 years, I'll still recognize you. Mm-hmm. If I can only see half your face, I'm like, I have no idea what anyone looks like.
Yep.
I'm like, I mean, you're easy to spot because you have like awesome curly hair.
Thank you.
And like lovely eyeballs. So I'm just like, okay, I can spot Allie and I can spot Sean's eyebrows. Like, I don't know. You guys have distinctive features that I'm like, I could grasp you. But like for some other people, I'm like, well, you have blonde hair and whatever. So there's nothing like catching me that I'm like, this is the person, unless I have to look really deep into their eyeballs.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can feel kind of weird.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, man. Well, that's great, guys. Thank you guys so much for sharing. I love the topics you brought. I love that I ended up bringing the topic that I didn't think I was going to talk about, but we talked about. Do you guys have anything else to add before we go?
Are there midterms this week? I think some. There are some. So good luck on that if you do have some.
It's midterms after spring break.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I know I have one this week, so it's like.
Oh, God.
You have one already?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I hope I don't have any midterms. Like, knock on wood. I don't know. I didn't check. But now I'm going to go do that. I'm going to schedule that and schedule time to freak out. But you guys are going to do great on your midterms and have a great spring break. Well, I guess we'll see you guys next week.
Hope you guys enjoyed the show. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WCU Quad and Twitter at the Quad WCU. Tune in next week for another episode of Quad Talk 101.